Iraq has never sent an athlete to the Winter Olympics, but Faisal Ghazi Faisal hopes to change that. The 24-year-old has been training with the American Sled Racing Team in Lake Placid, New York. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, Faisal sees his Olympic dream as a small part of Iraq's return to normalcy.
It's one day before the last big skeleton sled race of the season, and Faisal Ghazi Faisal is relaxing at the Olympic Training Center in Lake Placid. He's been here for just 3 weeks working out with the American team. He's sore and weary. His tracksuit covers a rash of bruises.
At the beginning, you hit the walls with your shoulders and you get ice burns, and it's quite rough, and especially when you're going down 70 miles an hour and when you still don't know how to control the sled.
Faisal is stocky and powerfully built. His sport back home was soccer. He was studying in Australia in 1998 when he saw the Winter Olympics on TV. He came up with the crazy idea of learning a winter sport that would take him to the Olympics. He tried skiing and snowboarding and even speed skating, but no one took him seriously. When the war came, Faisal was still in Australia. He lost contact with his family, and with no financial support, he wound up homeless.
It was a very hard time, but I learned so much from it. It was a very useful lesson for me.
The lesson, Faisal says, was simply to keep going. When a friend told him about sled racing, he telephoned the United States Bobsled and Skeleton Federation and talked his way into an invitation to Lake Placid.
He knows his track and he finds some speed down below. He's just 400ths of a second back from shape.
It's race day. Athletes from all over the world are gathered at the start ramp. The ice-covered track drops roughly a mile, bending and twisting with nearly 90-degree turns. Wearing a lavender-colored lycra suit, Faisal hurls himself into the chute.
Takes a start.
Skeleton may be the most extreme form of downhill sled racing. Faisal rockets headfirst, riding the board on his belly, the chin of his helmet an inch from the ice. When he hits the turns, he banks high on the wall like a pinball. Faisal has earned enormous support and praise from the American team here. Just climbing on the sled takes guts, they say. Jimmy Shea, who won the gold medal at the Salt Lake Olympics, says this track is an especially brutal place to break in.
I would say this is a rock and roll track. It's definitely one of the hardest tracks in the world.
Exactly 59.15 seconds after kicking off, Faisal reaches the finish line.
I broke the minute, and it was the fastest I've ever gone. And I thank God for that.
As he strips off his helmet, Faisal is surrounded by other racers. And for one moment, he's just like any other athlete.
You know how you fly out of 12 sometimes?
Yeah.
This time when I landed, I almost fell off the sled. I just hung on. And,
But then Faisal bends down, fishing an Iraqi flag out of his backpack and draping it over his shoulders.
I'm going to call everyone I know back home and tell them, because this is for Iraq, it's not for me.
Faisal is negotiating with the Olympic committees in Iraq and the U.S. He hopes to return to Lake Placid to train next season. This weekend's race was a strong first step, he says, toward the Winter Olympics in 2006. With just a month of sled experience, Faisal finished in 30th place, beating seven other athletes. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.